This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden continue to target states considered to be battlegrounds in the upcoming election. Biden, the Democratic presidential nominee, is in the state of Michigan. He'll outline new proposals to tax companies that move jobs overseas, proposing an offshoring tax penalty. Biden will also detail several executive orders he would take as president to ensure the government purchases primarily American-made goods and materials. The remarks are the latest effort from Biden to emphasize economic issues. President Trump has touted the stock market's gains in recent months. He's also said his administration's tax cuts and deregulation helped create a powerful economy before it was derailed by the emergence of the coronavirus. A book by journalist Bob Woodward says President Trump seemed to grasp just how bad the coronavirus threat was months ago, but minimized it to the public. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Woodward quotes the president as calling the virus deadly stuff in February. You just breathe the air and that's how it's passed. A month later, Woodward says the president told him he deliberately played down the threat to the public, calling it no worse than the seasonal flu. Asked if he deliberately misled the American people, White House spokeswoman Kelly McEnany said, absolutely not.
The president never downplayed the virus,
saying he instead projected calm during a crisis. Democratic challenger Joe Biden says what the president actually did is lie.
He failed to do his job on purpose,
calling it a despicable life and death betrayal of the American people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Afghan officials say a bombing targeted the convoy of the country's first vice president, killing 10 people and wounding more than a dozen. First Vice President Amrullah Salah suffered minor cuts and burns in the blast. This is VOA News. The U.S. military announced more service members will be leaving Iraq this month. The head of the U.S. Central Command made the announcement during a visit to Iraq Wednesday. General Frank McKenzie said the U.S. troop presence in the country would be cut from 5,200 to 3,000. One of the most promising COVID-19 vaccine clinical trials has been paused. This comes after a participant experienced an unexplained illness. Pharmaceutical firm AstraZeneca announced the pause of the trial in a statement provided to the medical news site StatNews. AstraZeneca says, quote, "This is a routine action which has to happen whenever there's a potentially unexplained illness in one of the trials," end quote. Few details of the case have been released, but it's reported one of the British participants in the trial developed an inflammation of the spinal cord. The latest move by the company is seen as dimming the prospects for an early rollout of a vaccine. The governor of Brazil's Sao Paulo state said Wednesday phase three clinical trials of a potential COVID-19 vaccine developed by China's Sinovac Biotech Limited have shown promising results, and it may be available to Brazilians as early as December. The governor added phase two trials of the potential vaccine had shown an immune response of 98% in the elderly. Brazil has become a testing ground for at least two vaccine candidates. The South American country is the third worst outbreak of the coronavirus in the world after the United States and India. Global equity benchmarks rebounded and the dollar dipped Wednesday following a sharp sell-off in U.S. tech stocks that had erased more than 10% from the NASDAQ Composite Index in 3 days. AstraZeneca shares bounced back from heavy losses after the Financial Times reported global trials of its experimental COVID-19 vaccine may resume next week. Excuse me. The news unnerved investors in Asia, hoping for the quick introduction of a vaccine that would accelerate the global economic recovery from the pandemic. A Norwegian lawmaker has nominated Donald Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize for 2021 for helping broker a deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. The second time he has put forward the U.S. president for the honor. Thousands of people are eligible to nominate candidates for the Nobel Peace Prize, including members of parliament and governments, university professors, and past laureates. The Norwegian Nobel Committee, which decides on the award from among several hundred nominations made every year, declined to comment. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.